We need to talk. Might be the most ominous sounding booty call I've ever gotten. But whatever, I'll play along, come on in. What are you still doing with your pants on? Well, let's get this party started. You're not in the mood, but you're the one who asked to come over. Why are you pouting? You saw me at a bar with a guy yesterday. Yeah, I hit it off with a guy. We fucked. So what? I'm confused. We both made it clear that neither of us were looking for a relationship. That's the beauty of this thing. Non-committal sex. Just two friends hanging out, and sometimes we happen to fuck. No big deal. You don't need to buy a girl half a dozen drinks and smooth talk her all night, and I don't need to wear makeup or put on anything other than these SpongeBob pajama pants. It's a win-win. So why are you causing such a fuss all of a sudden? You fuck other girls too. I was even your wingman last weekend. You're gonna try and tell me you didn't fuck the girl that I practically handed to you on a silver platter? Exactly. I fuck other people sometimes. You fuck other people sometimes. Why is that a problem all of a sudden? You just don't like this guy. No, that's not gonna cut it. Be real with me, or don't bring it up at all. If you're serious, and it is all about this guy in particular, then talk to me. Why? What's wrong? The two of you have history. Okay, what kind of history? Come on, spit it out. How bad can it be? The two of you went to school together and he kinda sorta bullied you? Small world. Look, what do you want me to say? I had no idea about any of that. How was I supposed to know? If I go digging through your sexual history, I'm sure I can find someone that cut ahead of me at the grocery store or someone that stole my parking spot. Fine, I am so sorry I accidentally slept with a guy that you happened to have beef with. Happy? So, are we gonna fuck, or do you wanna waste more time arguing? Come on, how about you stop overthinking and instead let your other head decide what happens next? Let's make ourselves more comfortable in my bedroom. Or maybe I've misunderstood, and this wasn't a booty call. You were just looking to pick a fight? Thought so. Come on. Just one more question. Jeez, fine, shoot. Does it really matter if I gave him my number? Not gonna unfuck him, is it? Fine, yeah. We traded numbers. Now, like I said, stop using that big, dumb head of yours so much. No more thinking, only feeling. Oh, you really came all prepped. Based on your hard bulge, I'm guessing there won't be a whole lot of foreplay needed on your part. That's it. Focus on exactly this, and nothing else. Focus on the way it feels when my hand squeezes your bulge. It's excruciating, isn't it? My fingers grazing up and down your bulge, waiting for the next time I actually grip onto it firmly. Bet you're having a hard time deciding what you like more. The waiting? Aching for me to finally touch you properly? Feeling my teasing hand, not quite giving you what you want, or when the wait eventually ends and I finally squeeze your cock? Was that a moan you were trying to hide? You're all revved up and ready to go already. Seems like you're really excited, actually. Wait a second. When you texted me looking to hook up yesterday, you'd already seen me with him earlier, hadn't you? Hey, take your cock out. Isn't that why you're here in the first place? Because you're horny and want to get off? Take it out and play along. Now that you've got your cock out, which already seems suspiciously stiff, by the way, I'm going to ask you a question. You can always refuse to answer, but given that you just played 20 questions with me, it's only fair that I get to ask a few in return. Okay. So, yesterday, did you go home and jerk off to the thought of me getting fucked by your old bully? Jesus, you don't even need to answer that one. Your cock practically jumped in excitement just now. Hey, relax. None of what we do will ever leave our little circle. Remember that time I came so hard, I practically peed the bed? You don't spill my embarrassing secrets, I don't spill yours. Mutually assured destruction, nuclear peace, you know? If you actually want me to stop, just let me know, but until then, I'm going to ask a couple more questions. Since your cock is already out, I might as well give it a couple of slow strokes while I figure out what I want to ask you. Oh, fuck. Let those moans out. Don't hold back. A lot of guys would probably get all possessive if something like this happened to them. Try to reclaim me or whatever, but you seem less assertive than ever. I kind of like you like this. Okay, when you've finished, sorry, when you jerked off to the thought of your bully fucking me, did you watch anything? Put on porn of a girl that looked like me or something? Pretended it was us you were watching? No, you didn't watch anything? You expect me to believe that? You weren't at your computer, so you laid down in bed and jerked off or something? Come on, answer. Give me all the little details. If I feel you're being sincere, I'll jerk you off a little faster and a little harder. You didn't make it home in time. No fucking way. Go on. You jerked off in a bathroom of a restaurant on your way home? You fucking freak. Couldn't hold it in any longer, huh? Fuck. That's just perfect, isn't it? While you were coming your little brains out in a public bathroom, your bully was balls deep in your fuck buddy. Seemed like you were awfully close to coming just then. Just a little hand job and a few questions, and you're ready to pop. Guess you need a break. Hey, don't complain. This is a two-way street, mister. If you're about to come before I've even gotten undressed, then we need to focus elsewhere for a bit. A booty call isn't successful until we're both gotten off. Those were your words a long while back. Them's the rules. I didn't make them. Tell you what, get on your knees and go down on me, and I'll keep talking about what happened last night between me and your bully. I'll spill all kinds of secrets while you lick my cunt. Deal? I don't think I've ever seen you drop to your knees so quickly. Let me just ditch these pants real quick. You know, the more I think about it, the more obvious the difference between the two of you become. Like what? Get to work and I'll let you know. That's it. Your tongue is far more useful between my legs than spitting out a dozen questions. Where was I? Right. Differences between the two of you. What you did now is a perfect example. While you took your sweet time, waited obediently for me to take off my pants, your bully didn't have that kind of patience. It didn't take him more than a few seconds of us being alone before he ripped off my dress. His hand slid inside my panties before I even had time to process what was going on. He was so assertive, so demanding. He knew what he wanted and wasn't afraid to simply take it. Not like you. So polite, so patient. I practically had to shove your dick inside me the first time we fucked. And then there was the way he lifted me and he threw me onto the bed, towering over me, ready to take me at any moment. Well, when I'm with you, I'm the one taking your hand and leading you to the bedroom. I can feel you eating me out more eagerly with every little reveal. You sure know how to motivate a girl. Oh, and there's that one big, obvious difference, but you probably don't want to hear about that. Was that a whimper? You're that desperate to hear about it, huh? Fuck, even without that adorable sound you just made, I can tell you're going mad with curiosity. Or maybe excitement. That tongue of yours, jeez, it's like a man on a mission. I don't think I've ever had you eat me out so eagerly. Fine, since you're doing such a good job, I'll tell you all about it. All about how much bigger and better his cock was. Oh, fuck yeah, keep going. Just like that. I just kind of figured you already knew. I mean, he was your bully and all. I thought that's what guys did. Bullied guys with way smaller dicks. Besides, you can't help it. It's not your fault. His cock made my legs quiver in a way your little dick never could. It's not your fault. His makes yours look like a miniature in comparison. It's not your fault. You'll never be able to fuck me like he did. Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking come. Come on. Worship my cunt. Worship the pussy your bully pumped full of cum last night. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. You really brought your A game, huh? I was a little worried. I went overboard there for a second, but judging by how hard your cock still is, I guess I have my answer. Since you did such a good job, it's only fair I return the favor. Come on, lay down for me. Given that I didn't hear any objections, I'm just going to keep on playing along with this newfound fantasy of yours. So, you want to be my cock? Okay, I've been letting you off easy so far, but for this little question, I'm going to need to hear you say it. Say it. Admit that nothing turns you on more than the idea of being my sweet little cuck. That's it. Wasn't so hard now, was it? I was hoping that this little cunnilingus break would give you some time to cool off, but all it takes is one single stroke, and your dick is practically leaking in excitement. Or maybe it isn't the stroke. Maybe You just like being my cuck that much. I just realized, if your bully is going to be my fuck buddy going forward, we're going to have to find a new title for you. How about, from now on, your bully will be my fuck buddy, and you'll be my cuck buddy. Your twitching little dick certainly seems to like our new arrangement. You know, since you technically came here tonight as my fuck buddy, I guess it's expected that you actually get to fuck me. You should probably savor it though. I mean, if you're gonna be my cuck buddy from now on, it could be a long, long time until I let that little cucky dick anywhere near my pussy. Go on then. Get one of those condoms you've stored in my nightstand. Who knows? The next time you'll get to use one, they might have already passed their expiration date. We've been in this position a dozen times before. Me on my back, spreading my legs for you. You on top. But somehow, it seems so different. You seem so nervous. So unsure. Is it because you know a real man fucked this pussy barely a day ago? Is it because you know that this pussy now belongs to him? Come on, show me what you got, cuck. Come on, what are you waiting? Oh, it's already in. You're already humping your heart out. At this pace, you're not going to last that long. Well, if you're already going to struggle to last past a minute, no reason why I can't have some fun and make it even harder for you. You probably don't know this, but your bully and I, we didn't go back to his place. We went to mine. That's right. This very bed we're in, he fucked me in it. I haven't even changed the bed sheets. If you go looking real close, you might even find the cum stains he left behind. That's never been a problem with you, since you wear a condom and all. But with him? Well, we tried one of the condoms you left in my nightstand, but it simply wouldn't fit him. He could barely wrap it around the head of his cock. And so, we really had no choice but to go at it, bareback. If you really pay attention, you might even catch a whiff of his cologne on the sheets. You know, there's still time to back out, but if you come, then you'll be officially admitting that you'd rather be my cuck buddy than my fuck buddy. Getting close, are we? Come on then. Come your little cucky brains out and admit that you want me to fuck him instead of you. Say it. Beg me to fuck him again. Beg for it, and I'll let you in on all the dirty little details afterwards. Come for me, cuck. Make that little dick of yours squirt away. Fill up that condom like your bully filled my pussy. There you go. There you go. Good job. Such a good cuck. My perfect little cuck buddy.